We continue on the KCII PM Sports page. It's time to talk with this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Soccer Athlete of the Week. It's Mid Prairie sophomore Ashton Van Winkle. Ashton, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Well, before we get to the soccer field, Ashton, for you at Mid Prairie, let's talk about school in general. What sorts of activities and sports are you involved in?
I just play soccer right now, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it comes to the classroom, what are your favorite subjects? What do you like to study?
I really like math and science.
Okay. And I know that you're just a sophomore, so there is some time ahead of post-graduation. But have you had any thoughts on what you'd like to do after high school?
I think it would be really awesome because I've always wanted to play soccer in college. And then I've also wanted to be a radiologist. Work with like X-rays and stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What's your dream job?
Probably being like a radiologist or something in the medical field.
Okay. And let's talk about soccer for you as a sophomore. Let's go back to last year. What was your freshman season like?
Well, I scored 2 goals, which was pretty nice for a freshman because I was pretty scared. Playing with all these seniors and stuff. But I think I did pretty good last year.
And for you coming into this season then, after getting some time on the field as a freshman, what kind of goals did you set for this year?
Well, I obviously wanted to get more goals and at least a couple assists because I didn't get any last year. But I'm really hoping to get at least 10, 15 goals, somewhere up in that range.
What did you do between freshman year and sophomore year to continue to improve and get better?
I really did a lot of running because last year it kind of opened my eyes and I got tired 5 minutes in. So I knew I needed to work on that. And then I also went down to the field with a bunch of my friends and worked on like shooting because that's super important for like a forward like me.
Now, as a Mid-Prairie grad myself, when I was in school, we didn't have the indoor facility, so I want to ask whether you're in there with coach and the team or just in there working on stuff, what's it like to get a workout in that?
Oh, it's awesome because, I don't know, the turf, I mean, the ball bounces a lot more, so you can practice, like, taking odd bounces and settling and all that, which a lot of other soccer programs have turf fields. Which last year we were kind of confused on what to do, but the indoor facility helped a lot with, like, doing settling and all that kind of stuff with that new field in there.
Now, as we're talking about the program here, I want to talk about your head coach. What's it like to play for Coach Katie?
Oh, it's awesome. He really likes to, like, do one-on-one type things and work on stuff that he thinks that you should improve, like forwards. He really likes working on shooting, and then he always tells us to keep on talking because that's also important with soccer.
Okay, and for you with the program here, with this year's team, you mentioned being a freshman on last year's team and getting some time. What's it like to be on the field with this group?
Well, it's awesome because I think we have 2 freshmen starting, which is pretty awesome for them because I don't think any started last year. But I think most people I know pretty well and like how they play because I've played with them for multiple years. So it's really nice because you kind of know them and what they're going to do and everything.
We're talking with Ashton Van Winkle of the Mid Prairie soccer team. And Ashton, you're our athlete of the week after that great game you had against Highland earlier in the week. You score a hat trick, 3 goals, and a couple of assists to go with it. I want to start with that day. It was not a real nice weather day to be out there. What was it like to be on the field?
Oh, it was horrible because I forgot, like, a hat and gloves. So pretty much the whole entire game, my, like, hands were numb and stuff. And then we just stretched a lot because they always stress the importance if it's cold out that if you're more likely to, like, pull something. So the coaches just kept us active when we were on the sidelines not playing and stuff.
Well, I want you to take us through, of course, a hat trick for those out there listening is 3 goals in 1 game. So let's start, Ashton, with your first goal. Can you take us through how you scored?
So I was at the top of the field, and I think Nick, he was on my right side, and I was just kind of sitting there calling for the ball, and then it landed at my feet, and I turned around and shot, and it kind of went up in the top left corner of the goal.
What does it feel like when you see the ball go in the back of the net?
Oh, it's awesome, because, you know, you're always – that's like the biggest thing that can happen in a game. So whenever it goes in, you're so excited that all the play worked out and everything.
And, again, he had 3 goals in the game, so let's take a look at your second goal.
So that one, it was kind of more of the same situation where someone, like, crossed the ball in from the outside, and it kind of – some of the other team whiffed the ball, and it kind of just landed at my feet, and I shot it, and the goalie got a touch on it, but it touched him and went into the bottom right corner of the goal.
And your third goal.
So this one, Byron, he was in the middle. He's kind of a attacking midfield type thing. And I was making a run in, and he passed it to me, and then I just knocked it into the left-hand corner of a goal.
Now, not only did you have those 3 goals, but you had a couple of assists. And you mentioned earlier in the interview that you had goals for both goals and assists this year that you wanted to get to. What do you like better? Do you like an assist better or a goal better?
I mean, I think I like goals better just because, you know, you're the actual person kicking the ball into the net and putting the score on the board. But assists are also nice because you get your teammates involved, I guess.
When you mention your teammates, not only did you have 3 goals, but you guys scored 10 as a team and you end the game early. What's it like to see your teammates have success like they did Monday?
Oh, that's awesome, because we've been working out this whole week with like a bunch of passing and switching the field and stuff. So it's really nice when you get out there and everything works perfectly like that you imagine. So it's awesome.
But you've had a couple of practices since that game Monday, and even though it was a 10-0 win, what were some things that Coach picked out for you guys to work on moving forward?
I think a lot of it was shooting, because obviously we scored 10 goals, but we had many shots that probably should have went in, but we either skied it or like went off to the side. So I think shooting is definitely something that we need to work on in the future.
What are some goals you guys have set as a team this year?
Well, obviously everyone wants to get to state. So we have been taught, we've really wanted to get there because I think we almost made it last year, but it wasn't quite there. So, and then just, I guess, working as a team because we've got a lot of new freshmen that we want to get into playing and stuff. So, yeah.
When it comes to soccer, do you have a role model, a favorite player, a favorite team that you follow?
My favorite soccer team is Borussia Dortmund, which is like a Germany-based team. And then, of course, everyone has like a Lionel Messi or someone like that. But I really idolize Christian Pulisic, who is an American soccer player who plays in Germany.
Okay. And for you, a role model in your life, who do you look up to?
I really look up to, like, my parents, because they have always, like, pushed me to play better and practice more. If I'm, like, sitting around on a weekend or something, they always tell me to, you know, ask some friends to go down to the soccer field. Or when I was younger, I played a lot more sports, just go be active. So they're really important in my life.
And Ashton, final question here. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping, has core values that they operate their business on: honesty, integrity, dependability, respect. What are your core values, both on and off the soccer field?
I like honesty because I'm try to be honest, you know, hardworking because I think everything you can accomplish stuff if you work hard. So stuff like that, very important.
Well, congratulations on the great game against Highland and the big win to start the season. We wish you good luck the rest of the year, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
That's this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, Mid Prairie sophomore Ashton Van Winkle of the Golden Hawk soccer team. We'll be back with more of the KCII PM sports page right after this on AM and FM KCII.